Next up, we teamed up to investigate a tip about poor air ventilation and leaking ceilings at a VA clinic. Veterans from across the Pacific Northwest seek treatment at the Seattle clinic. Cascade PBS investigative reporter Liz Giordano and NWPB's Lauren Gallup report.
On Saturday, November 4th in Seattle, it was raining hard. Cortez Hopkins and his co-workers were working overtime.
Oh, listen, I came out of my office because I heard this whoosh. And I started taking pictures. That's when I sent it to the chief. And then I sent it to everybody. You know, look what's happening here.
That whoosh was water coming through the ceiling in Building 18 on the Seattle Veteran Affairs Puget Sound campus. Hopkins shows us photos of plaster ceiling tiles broken on the ground and scattered on a coworker's desk.
When it did happen, you could just see the water. Whoosh, it just came all the way down. That whole area was wet.
In his pictures, you can see water damage all over the ceiling. There were more leaks that day in Building 18. But the leaks were just one of many problems. The building has offices on one floor and clinics upstairs. According to VA documents, the agency has been planning to demolish the building for over a decade. But today, it still stands. Some VA staff still work there, and some specialty clinics are still open. This after years of documented maintenance and safety concerns.
Hopkins is a deputy chief of logistics for the local VA healthcare system. He started working in Building 18 4 years ago.
And then you immediately started hearing complaints about Building 18 from your staff.
When I first came there in February of 2020.
What were they telling you?
That they had no heat, no AC, no air circulation, and the HVAC wasn't working.
Hopkins says he went to staff and facility management about the HVAC system. He says they told him they weren't putting any money into the maintenance of the building because they were planning to move. That's what the chief of logistics, Douglas Galuska, heard too.
They stopped doing large maintenance on it, and within a short time after that, it died completely. We have not had an operational HVAC system in that building since at least 2020, probably 2019.
VA documents confirm that in 2017, the agency stopped funding some big building maintenance projects like the HVAC system. The VA says the HVAC is operational, but it cannot handle big temperature changes.
Logistics staff say the building is cold in the winter and hot in the summer. Sometimes it smells musty. Hopkins says the problems didn't stop there.
They had ants. We had to call Orkin at least once a month to come out and spray for the ants. And we had vegetation growing up through the floor.
Then, staffers say they began noticing what they thought was mold. Hopkins and Galuska say about a year ago, they started seeing what looked like black mold around the office.
In the bathrooms, they had mold in the toilets and the urinals. The carpet, you could see all mold in it.
The VA did not grant a sit-down interview and instead responded to questions over email. They deny that there was black mold.
A third party, hired by the VA, conducted a mold test last summer and deemed the building safe. Cyril Miller is a veteran who receives care at the Seattle VA. He says one day he was sitting in the South Clinic and he saw a big black spot on the wall. When he asked a staff member about it, he says she told him it was mold and that it was all over the place.
But all I know is was that building was completely unacceptable, in my opinion, for healthcare.
Beverly Anderson is the president of the American Federation of Government Employees, Local 3197, which represents workers for VA Puget Sound.
Some people were asthmatic. Some people just had immune systems that were compromised by the mold, and they could feel it. They were calling in sick because of it, so the move had to happen.
The mold and concerns from employees kicked off talks about a move. VA leadership created a plan in late July to begin moving first-floor staff in August. That plan would take 13 weeks to get everyone out. Douglas Galuska says logistics staff were furious about this.
I cannot go back to my people and say this. They've sat in this building for another hot summer. It's 90 degrees in there. 90 friggin' degrees where we're working.
In September, the director of safety at VA Puget Sound wrote an email recommending that staffers be moved out of that building as soon as possible. Staff started writing to congresspeople. Letters obtained by NWPB and Cascade PBS show staff explaining concerns about leadership not working to move them into empty spaces on the campus. Finally, in November, logistics staff began moving out. They left after the bad rainstorm caused a bunch of leaks in the ceiling.
Saturday and Sunday, they came in, tried to sweep up the water, you know, mop up the water and all that. And they came up with the idea, just cover the hole with a new ceiling fan. That was it.
But some staff are still there.
And I was under the assumption, and we know how that word breaks down, though, that they were all moved, that building was done.
Oh,
and
when was this?
I thought it was done in December.
That's Union President Anderson again. After we spoke to her, she went to Building 18 in early May.
They're not all out of there. And so I got problems with the agency.
In an email attributed to VA Press Secretary Terrence Hayes, he acknowledged that the building was meant to be vacated by 2023. He wrote moving clinical spaces takes more coordination than moving office spaces. The agency says it is working on this and to make sure patients aren't affected.
In May, as Anderson walked down Building 18's halls, she saw long tubes leading to buckets catching the water leaks. With her was the union's vice president, Peter Horonic.
So they have these replacement tiles that actually have a drain in them and running to hoses that are basically just emptying into buckets like from Lowe's and Home Depot or garbage cans. And they're kind of, and these are even in the hallway leading up to the clinic area. So you can see these from the clinic.
They say they saw industrial space heaters running to keep patients warm in waiting areas. The two shake their heads at the building's condition.
So it's putting veterans at risk. And every time I walk down that hall, I'm like, really? There's still clinics in there.
The VA says a number of specialty clinics, including wound care, allergy, and rheumatology, are still in Building 18. The VA claims the plan is to move the clinics out in the next couple of months.
South Clinic should have been closed months ago. And like he said, the leadership is dragging their feet and getting it done, but I'm going to light a fire because it's got to happen. Most people need to get out of there.
For Cascade PBS, I'm Liz Giordano.
And with NWPB, I'm Lauren Gallup.